唱一首诗歌114首。
I sing another hymn 114.
这是我们昨天长执会聚会前我们一起唱的。
We sang this yesterday at the deacons and elders meeting.
主永远是我们心中的力量和盼望。
The Lord is forever our strength and hope.
好，我们站起来唱，好不好
？Let's stand up and sing.
来。
因他何等
Forever lives.
他看顾我们
He cares for us.
他爱我们
He loves us.
他要保守我们走这一生的道路
And he will protect us and lead us through this life.
他要带领我们进入荣耀
And he will lead us into glory.
为着过去我们感谢你
We want to thank you for our past.
为着将来我们信托在你的
手中 And we trust in you for our future.
是的，早晨当我们来到你面前的时候
When we come before you this morning.
我们能够说所有的惧怕都过去了
We can proclaim that all fear is gone.
因为我们知道你掌管我们的明天
Because we know that you hold our future
也因着你活着让我们可以来面对明天
And it's because you live that we can face tomorrow
将我们中间所有弟兄姊妹身上的重担软弱和疾病我们都交在你的身上
We cast all our worries and we commit all brothers and sisters who are in hardship in your hand
我们知道你仍然是天天背负我们重担的主
We know that daily you bear our burdens
你是掌管我们明天的主
And you hold our tomorrow
你是负我们一生责任的主
And you'll be responsible for all our life
你更是那位爱我们就爱我们到底的主
And you love us to the end
我们谢谢你
We thank you Lord
将我们自己和我们的余生都交在你的手中
We want to give you ourselves and the remaining days of our life
将我们的软弱和胜不过 过的重担也都交托在你的手中。
And we're casting your hands all our weaknesses and the difficulties that we cannot overcome.
紧紧地握住我们。
Hold us tight.
带领我们走义路。
And lead us on this way or path.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
几个礼拜以前，当春节刚过不久。
Just right after the Chinese New Year.
我有机会在北京跟一些弟兄姊妹交通的一个题目。
I had a chance to share with brothers and sisters in Beijing.
叫做活得令人怀念。
It's to live a memorable life.
那没有想到我才回来这一个多礼拜，然后发现台湾有一个消息，有一只大象居然活得这么令人怀念。
And then recently we heard this news that there's an elephant who had a memorable life.
他活着的时候，他住的地方叫白宫。
And when he was alive, his place was called the White House.
他死的时候，陈水扁总统跟马英九市长都颁匾额纪念他。
And then after he died, even the president and the mayor of Taipei.
还有总统对。
And then the president, they all had a plate for her, for the elephant.
然后有70,000+涌进动物园为了看他最后一面。
And more than 70,000 people went to the zoo to behold last.
远超过春节那50,000+的人数。
It's more than the celebration of the Chinese New Year.
很多人一进去就泪流满面，所有人都叫他林爷爷，不管老少。
And a lot of people wept for him and called him grandpa.
弟兄姊妹，我真觉得我活得连一只大象都不如啊。
I feel I'm not even worthy than an elephant.
反正圣经上有一个人，我那时候在北京讲的时候叫约西亚，他活得令人怀念。
And there's a person in the Bible, King Josiah, and he had a memorable life.
连他死了以后100多年，人讲起他来都还流眼泪。
Because even after 100 years after his death, people still remember him with tears.
但是弟兄姊妹，有一件更重要的事情，就是我们这一生活的。到底在神的眼中，神怎么看我们
？But another something even more important is how God viewed our life.
神数不数算，神纪不纪念我们这一生
？Does God deem and count our life？
圣经上真是有很多的人，神真是在那里纪念他们，神在那里喜悦他们。
Many people in the Bible that are valued by God and favored by God.
但是有一个人，神特别在新约里面又在提起来。说大卫是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
But there's one person that's being remembered even in the New Testament, that's King David, because he's after God's heart and he obeyed God wholeheartedly.
有人翻译叫做他是 a man after God's heart.
He's a man after God's heart.
好像神的心只要动了，神的心想要什么，他都察觉，然后他完全来满足神。
As if he could understand and search God's heart and satisfy his heart.
弟兄姊妹，这个人是神圣经上特别预表基督的一个人。
And he's a type that typifies Christ.
他不仅仅他自己预表了弥赛亚。
Not only that he represents the Messiah.
他所建立的国度也预表弥赛亚所要建立的国度。
And even the kingdom he established represents the kingdom of Messiah.
弟兄姊妹，当我们去看历史的时候。
When we look at the history.
历史上有这么多的国家，有这么多不同的这个朝代。
There are many dynasties, many kings and nations.
那你发现为什么在今天的地上国家这么多，将近200个国家，有强盛的，有衰弱的。
And there are many different type of countries, nations in this world now, more than 200.
那你会说可能天然环境不一样啊。
And maybe you say that they're in different natural environment.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天是中国人，是拥有以色列的话，我们能不能像以色列这么强盛？
But then, say if China is located in the place of Israel, can we be as strong as Israel?
今天如果是一个非洲的国家，它拥有美国的话，它能不能像美国今天这么强盛？
Say an African country today, if they own the piece of American land, can they become as strong as America?
弟兄姊妹，外面天然的环境还是其次的。
We can see that the natural environment is not the most important factor.
而是在于是什么人拥有这块地。
But it's up to who owns the land.
或是他们中间的领袖 leader 们是怎么样子的一个品质在治理这块地。
Or what kind of leader, what kind of qualities their leaders have.
我们不要拿不同的国家来比较，就拿我们中华民国中国来比较。
Let's not mention about other countries, say like China.
这5000年来。
for 5,000 years.
不同的朝代。
Different dynasties.
有的朝代这么强盛。
Some dynasties are very strong.
有的朝代是这样子的腐败。
Or some very corrupted.
一样的天然环境。
And they all have the same natural environment.
所有的条件都一样。
The same conditions.
今天美国一样。
The same with America.
这么四十多届的总统下来，为什么有的总统在位的时候，整个国家都是好的？
More than 40 presidents have gone by, but why some of them had a country very strong?
用这边弄更简单一点的话来讲好了，就等于一杯水，那一个茶杯在这里。
In an even simpler example, say like a cup here.
茶杯里面装的是什么？
And what does the cup contain?
就决定了别人喜不喜欢它，受不受吸引。
So the content of the cup determines if it's liked or favored by people.
你放了一杯这个醋在这里，我不会想喝它。
If it has vinegar, there's no way I want to drink from it.
你放了一杯茶的话，我与弟兄第一个跑来想喝它。
But then if it's a cup of tea, then I will want to drink from it.
弟兄姊妹，今天的关键是在于说，到底是谁拥有了这一个客观的东西。
So the key is who owns all these environment and conditions.
家一样。
Same with family.
教会一样。
Same with church.
今天普天之下奉主名聚会的地方成千上万。
The thousands of churches gathering in the name of the Lord today.
我们得的救恩是一样的。
And we have received the same salvation.
我们拥有的圣经是一样的。
Same Bible.
我们得到神的应许是一样的。
Same promises from God.
为什么有的教会这么复兴，这么在主的面前蒙神喜悦？
But then why are some churches so prosperous and in favor by God?
那为什么有的教会这么软弱，在主的面前四分五裂？
And then why there are some churches so weak and then divided?
关键在于今天主在我们中间，他是不是真的作王掌权？
The key is if the Lord is reigning among us.
关键在于我们如何来对待这位作王的、做主的这一位耶稣。
It's up to how we treat this King Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，从大卫的身上。
From David,
从他怎样经过这一切的这个苦难和为难和扫罗的追杀。
From his experiences through hardships,
怎样经过苦难而达到了荣耀。
How he went through hardships and into glory.
怎样经过了十架而达到了宝座。
Through cross to the throne.
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣在地上得国一样的过程。
And this is the same path that Jesus walked on earth.
也是主耶稣今天在教会里面他要得到的。
And it's the same path that He wants church to walk on.
他要得到一般的人。
He wants to obtain a group of people.
能够真正这样子摸着神的心意，就是要叫基督做主。
That can understand God's heart and in one heart make Christ the king.
而我们愿意离开自己舒服的环境，或是自己的软弱失败。
So that we're willing to walk away from our weaknesses and failures.
而我们愿意来跟他配合。
But we're willing to work with him.
这些勇士陪着大卫得国。
So there are mighty men that make David king.
今天神也在这里呼召一般的人要陪着基督一同来得国。
In the same way, God is calling mighty men to make Christ king.
那我们先不要讲到那么大的一个国度。
Let's not look at that the picture that big yet.
还是回到我刚刚的例子，到底我们这个聚会能不能合神的心意？
But to my previous example, is our meeting satisfying to the Lord.
教会能不能复兴，有没有祝福，不是根据我们有没有拥有一个建筑物。
Whether we have revival or not does not depend on church building.
也不是根据一些外面客观的环境。
Or any external factor.
都在乎在座的你和我。
But it's up to you and me.
到底我们对神的态度是什么？
What's our attitude toward God?
到底我们对大卫的态度是什么？
What's our attitude toward David?
到底我们对那一天要驾云降临建立国度的那位基督，我们的态度是什么？
What's our attitude to this coming king?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天早晨在我们开始下一个系列之前中间插进来的一篇信息啊。
Today I would like to deliver a message before my next series of messages.
我们读两节的两三处的圣经，我们看历代志上十二章。
Let's read some scriptures. Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 12.
十二章二十二节
First Chronicles
整个十二章都很重要，我没有空读它。
Chapter 12
这里讲到从各地从各个支派都有人出来投效大卫，为了要帮助大卫。
Verse 22 It says that all men came from all tribes to help David.
所以我们读21节跟22节，这些人帮助大卫攻击群贼，他们都是大能的勇士，且做军长。那时天天有人来帮助大卫，以致成了大军，如神的军一样。我们请翻过来读38节。
And then turn to verse 38.
我们其他没有空读，弟兄姊妹有兴趣的话回家读啊。38节，以上都是能守行伍的战士，他们都诚心来到希伯伦，要立大卫做以色列的王。以色列其余的人也都一心要立大卫做王。好，在这里有一个英文的翻译叫做他们都 of one mind to make David king.
The Bible says they were all of one mind to make David king.
他们只有一个心，就是要叫大卫做王。
They have only one mind.To make David king.
因为神的心意就是要立大卫做王。
Because that's God's heart to make David king.
而这件事情从新约的角度来看，就是神已经立他的儿子做万有之首。
From the New Testament point of view, is that God has already ordained His Son to be the first over all creation.
那是比起神要大卫做王更伟大的一件事情了。
And that is much more glorious than making David king.
神的旨意就是要叫他的儿子在万有中居首位。
God's will is that His beloved Son will have the supremacy over all things.
而且在凡事上居首位。
In everything.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们看见神的心意。
If we see God's heart,
我们就要效法旧约这些的大能勇士们 they all of one mind to make David king.
And they will learn from these mighty men to make David king.
弟兄姊妹，这是神对我们的心意，这是我们这一生存在最大的价值。
And that is God's plan and purpose for us.
我们配合神的旨意，要叫神的儿子做主，在凡事上做主。
That we will work with God to so that His Son will have supremacy in everything.
我们请看历代志撒母耳记下23章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23.
2
Samuel chapter 23.
那这个整个23章记载大卫的勇士们。
And the entire chapter records the exploits of David's mighty men.
他列了37个。
And they're all together 37 of them.
我们只能挑其中几个做代表来看一下。
We can only look at few of them as an example.
我们从第八节读到十七节。
Let's read from verse 8 through 17.
我们弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
Brothers will read one verse and sisters the other, alternate verses.
请开始啊！大卫勇士的名字记在下面：他格门人约瑟巴设，又称伊斯尼人雅底拿，他是军长的统领。一时击杀了八百人。
Next to him was Eleazar, son of Dodai, the Ephrathite.
从前非利士人聚集要打仗，以色列人迎着上去，有跟随大卫的三个勇士向非利士人骂阵，其中有以利亚撒，他起来击杀非利士人，直到手臂疲乏，手连住刀把。那日耶和华使以色列人大获全胜，众民在以利亚撒后头专夺财物。其次是哈拉人雅基的儿子沙玛。一日非利士人聚集成群，在一块长满红豆的田里，众民就在非利士人面前逃跑，沙玛却站在那田间击杀非利士人，救护了那田。耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。收割的时候，有三十个勇士中的三个人下到亚杜兰洞见大卫。非利士人的军兵在利范因谷安营，那时大卫在山寨，非利士人的防营在伯利恒。大卫可想说，甚愿有人将伯利恒城门旁井里的水打来给我喝。这三个勇士就闯过非利士人的营盘，从伯利恒城门旁的井里打水拿来奉给大卫，他却不肯喝，将水奠在耶和华面前说：耶和华，这三人冒死去打水，这水好像他们的血一般，我断不敢喝。如此大卫不肯喝，这是三个勇士所做的事。好，那我们请翻到哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
格罗西书第一章十五节到十八节。
Verses 15 through 18。
爱只是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。好，这段的圣经特别讲到
On the scripture particularly mentioned,
无论天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的
Whether things in heaven, things on earth, visible or invisible,
不管什么东西，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Everything was created by him and for him.
弟兄姊妹，今天坐在这里的你和我
including you and me,
是为着他造的，也是借着他造的。
We were created by him and for him.
没有他就没有我们。
Without him, there's no us.
但是另外一方面来说，如果不是为着他，我们已经失去了被造的价值。
In other words, if it's not for him, then we lose the significance and meaning of our existence.
还不光是我这个人，包括我所有拥有的一切。
Not just me, myself, but everything that I own.
借着他造的，也是为着他造的。
Everything was created for him and by him.
因为神的旨意就是要叫他在万有中，在凡事上居首位。
Because God's will is that he will have the supremacy in everything.
不是只是地上的一个国而已。
It's not just a kingdom on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们的家庭、我们的教会，甚至地上的国度和万民，都是为着他的而存在的。
So our family, our church, our nation, and all the nations are created for him.
当我们真看见这件事的时候
，If we truly see this,
我们都要离开我们自己的地方，还有我们温暖的安乐窝，我们要起来的。
So we will no longer be self-centered and in the, our comfort zone.
我们要答应这个呼召。
We will answer to this calling.
我不是说我们不要读书了，不要上班了。
I'm not saying that we no longer need to study or work.
而是我们里面看见了整个万有的意义，被造的意义。
But if we see the significance of all creation,
看见了我这个人存在的意义和价值是什么。
And the purpose of our existence.
所以我的读书，我的家庭生活，我的侍奉生活，我的工作，都是为了要叫主居首位。
Whether it's my study, my work, my family, it's all to have him, to give him the first place.
因为这是神的计划和心意。
Because that's God's heart and purpose.
而离开了这个，我们一样生活，我们一样可以去过我们的这一生。
Apart from that, we can still go through our life.
但是我们却见神的时候，我们都会产生一个最深的懊悔。
But on that day when we finally get to see God, we will have regret.
空手去见主。
Because we go to see God empty-handed.
弟兄姊妹，不晓得在神学主义出来的这个环境底下，你们有没有做过噩梦？就是梦到去考试，结果还没预备啊。
I wonder if you had this type of dreams under such a severe competition going through school.That we had this dream that we go to take the test without being prepared.
大概有三分之一点头，另外三分之二呢？你不是高材生不怕，就是成绩很差，大概。
If you never had this experience, either you're very good or you're very bad at your study.
我常常做梦，梦到没有读完就去考试了，或者读错科了。
I often had this dream that I went to the test without being ready or I prepared for the wrong subject.
数学做了那么多，以为都好了，没有想到今天是要考英文。
Then I had a dream that I prepared for math, but the test was for English.
那弟兄姊妹，我们将来都要是要去见主的。
You know, one day we all gonna get to see God.
所以我们看见了以后，我们都要起来答应这个呼召。
Therefore, we ought to respond to this calling.
跟我们全不全时间服侍主、做传道人、做牧师没有关系。
It doesn't really matter whether we're full-time ministers.
弟兄姊妹，所以圣经上告诉我们说，从各地都有人来投靠大卫。
The Bible says.Men from all tribes come to help David.
而圣经上说帮助大卫。
They come to help David.
弟兄姊妹，当我们把这件事情如果用在耶稣的身上
，So if we apply this to Jesus,
这位创造宇宙的主，他居然需要我们来帮助他。
Can you imagine that this Creator God need our help?
哦，弟兄姊妹，他说有就有，整个宇宙就出现的了。
But just by his words, everything was created.
但是今天他的国却愿意交在我们这班人的手中，要我们来帮助他。
But he's willing to share his kingdom with us so that we get to help him.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面荣耀的身份和托付。
So this is a glory for us. This is our commission.
从各地都有勇士们来投靠大卫。
Therefore, there are mighty men from all over the places to come help David.
所以我们读历代志上，你去仔细去读，各地的人都来投靠大卫。
So if you read through First Chronicles very carefully, you see that mighty men.Came from all over the place.
天天有人来帮助大卫。
Day after day, men came to help David.
他们对大卫说：“大卫啊，我们是来帮助你的，因为你的神帮助你。”
They say to David, "Oh, David, we are with you because your God helped you."
神的心意就是要立他儿子做主嘛。
And God's will is to ordain His Son as the Lord.
我们真看见这个，我们就都愿意来帮助大卫。
If we see this, we will be willing to help David.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在这里我们圣经上看到的几个例子。
There's some examples in the Bible.
亚底拿一个人他杀了800个仇敌。
And this first mighty man, Adonai, he killed 800 men.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不为着神去活着的话，你就不知道我们神给我们的力量有多少。
If we do not live for God, we'll never get to know the power that God has given us.
就好像我们把银子埋起来一样，它永远就是那样子。
As if we bury up our silver and it remains buried.
当我们真正起来为了神的国度活着的时候。
But if we truly live for the kingdom of God.
那很稀奇的，你会发现我们那属天的能力和潜能，居然原来是这么超过我们所知道的。
Then we will be amazed.By the heavenly potential and power that God has given us.
那这些人来投靠大卫以前，他们都常常都是匪类或是心中窘困欠债的人啊。
Before this man came to help David, they were in hardship and weaknesses.
换句话说，他们的生活原来可能也是很软弱、很失败的。
They were probably failures and then very weak people.
可是当他们把他们的心力转向神，为着神的旨意活着的时候
，But when they turned to God and then they vowed to live for God,
他们却成为神家大能的勇士。
They became mighty men of kingdom of God.
他们却成为大卫德国的帮助。
They become helper of King David.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们里面也常常是心中窘困、欠债、愁苦或是匪类啊。
Oftentimes we're just like them. We're bandits, and we are in our weaknesses and failures.
这个不是客气话。我常常觉得我们是匪类。
I'm not being modest, but I often feel we're but bandits.
我不应该讲我们，我是个匪类。
I should say I.
真的，越认识自己，越觉得自己是个匪类。
The more I know about myself.
心中欠债的。
We're like debtors.
窘困的。
We're in hardship.
真是有很多的软弱。
And we suffer weakness.
可是当我们却愿意为着神的国度活着的时候。
But if we're willing to live for the kingdom of God.
圣经上却把他们列为大卫的勇士。
The Bible says they are mighty men of David.
他们不再把他们的力量浪费在自私自己的得着。
They're no longer wasting their energies on self-fulfilling purposes.
他们把他们的力量用在对付仇敌，为了神的国而活着。
But to live for the kingdom of God and to defend against enemies.
底下讲到以利亚撒。
And then there's Eleazar.
他圣经上在这里说到，他为了要对付非利士人。
In order to fight the Philistines.
他杀仇敌杀到手臂疲乏，手连住刀把。
He struck down the Philistines until his hand grew tired and froze to the sword.
整个血融到一个地步，连到一个地步，刀把跟手是连在一起的。
To a point that his hand and the sword became one.
你就晓得他征战那个持续的力量，在他里面是多么的强。
We can imagine the stamina and endurance of his fighting power.
那鲜血是不可能连的，鲜的血 fresh blood、
okay.
是不可能连住手的。
If it's just fresh blood, it cannot glue.
那弟兄姊妹就是他一直征战，一直征战，他不肯放弃。
So he kept on fighting and fighting, never give up until the blood glue his hand and the sword together.
我相信我们在座很多弟兄姊妹，我们都经历过难处。
I'm sure many of us have suffered hardship.
我们也都面临过试探。
And we have gone through temptation.
那如果只有偶尔一次的话，我们或许还能够得胜。
If it comes occasionally, we might have the chance to overcome.
但是最难的就是那个持续的能力。
But the hardest thing is to have the endurance.
我们在一个侍奉上刚开始还劲很大。
Sometimes we feel energetic and enthusiastic at the beginning of a service.
偶尔碰到一点挫折，我们还熬得过去。
And we can go through some frustration.
可是，一年、两年、三年下去，弟兄姊妹，那个里面的那个挫折感，常常让我们放弃。
But after a year, two, or three. That accumulated frustration often causes us to give up.
不管是整洁组、招待组、任何的搬运组，我们服侍久了，我们里面会疲倦的。
Whatever your service might be, after a while you grow tired.
而这些大能的勇士，他们里面有一个属灵的力量。
But these mighty men of David, they have the spiritual power.
像沙玛，他在这里也是为了守住一块红豆田。
And another man named Shama, he was trying to defend a field of lentils.
仇敌一来的时候，所有的百姓转身就逃啊。
When the enemy came, everyone fled.
弟兄姊妹，这个群众的这个方向常常是一个压力和威胁。
You see that the direction of the crowd is often a threat and a pressure to us.
当教会里面如果是要做一件事情
，When church says let's do one thing，
如果有人很强烈的起来反对，你发现如果要做的这件事情真的是神的旨意的话
，And that if someone objects to it strongly, but yet this is God's will，
那能够勇敢起来站住的其实常常不多。
Then we get to see that very few。Would dare to stand up for God's will.
尤其如果教会反对的声音一直有人出来的话。
Especially if the voices of objection keep on coming.
弟兄姊妹，当仇敌来攻这块田的时候
，So when the enemy come to attack this field,
很多的百姓回头就跑了。
The Israelites fled from the field.
但是撒玛却知道这是属灵粮食的争夺战。
But then Shama knows that this is a spiritual battle for the spiritual food.
我们如果放弃的话，我们如果一直都是这样子放弃跟妥协。
If we keep on giving up, surrendering, or compromising,
弟兄姊妹，那么神家到最后就是没有粮食。
At the end, there will be no food left for the kingdom.
神家到最后就是成为俘虏或是亡国。
And then they will become captivities.
但圣经上用了一个特别的字，叫做撒玛却站在田间。
The Bible says.But Shama took his stand.
所有人回头都跑，但是撒玛却站住了。
Everyone fled, but Shama.
然后他救护了那块田。
And he guarded and kept the field.
到最后百姓们就都回头来帮助他。
At the end, the people turned back to help him.
然后圣经上说，耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。
And the Bible says the Lord brought about a great victory.
弟兄姊妹，我只是列举这三个勇士。
I'm just giving an example of these three mighty men.
我就说到神家里面需要各式各样的勇士。
God's house needs all kinds of mighty men.
需要那样子勇敢凭着信心起来征战的勇士。
That they're willing to fight courageously and faithfully.
需要有一些人能够起来持守神家得到的祝福，不肯放弃的勇士。
And then they will be able to endure to guard the inheritance.
需要有一些人，当众人都朝另外一个方向去的时候，他能够为着神的旨意站住的。
When God's people fled, he will be able to stand firm alone.
他能够扭转整个局面的。
That he can turn the whole situation around.
对，我知道我们在座很多的小组长啊，服事的 leader， 常常服事到最后，有时候会疲倦，会受伤。
I know that many of our leaders, small group leaders, get tired after serving.
我希望我们都在主的面前能够勇敢起来。
We hope that we will all be able to stand up courageously for the Lord.
我每次有机会到外地去服事，或者甚至到中国、到台湾去。
Every time I go to other churches, other places to serve.
我心里面都很感谢主。
I always thank God.
因为神在各地都为他自己名的缘故，留下了一些人从来不向巴黎屈膝的。
Because God has always preserved for Himself those who never bow down to Baal.
你好像在各个角落里面都可以看见有一些人是起来投效大卫。Of one mind to make David king.
It's just that you can always find at every corner people who come to help David and make him king.
Oh, 我三天前接到纽约有一位老弟兄打电话来。
Three days ago, an elderly brother from New York called me.
他已经七十多岁了。
He's in his 70s.
他是有机会在国内看到我的录影这个光碟片，然后他打电话给我，回到美国以后。
He had a chance to view my VCD in China, so after he came to America, he called me.
听到我讲归回重建与复兴，讲尼西米的这一段信息。
And he heard about my message about returning, rebuilding, and reviving.
就在我短短跟他几分钟的电话里面。
In our short conversation over the phone.
这位信主几十年，如今已经七十多岁的一位前辈弟兄。
This very elderly and mature Christian who
has
been Christian for a long time.
他说他没有受过太多的教育，他是一个很普通的一个弟兄。
He said he himself is just a very ordinary and not highly educated person.
但是就在短短的几分钟里面，他三度哽咽，讲不下话了。
But in our short conversation, three times he was speechless.
他讲到整个神家的荒凉，见证的荒凉， 他就哽咽住了。
He mentioned about the desolation in the house of God, and he couldn't go on.
弟兄姊妹，我非常非常的感动。
I was greatly moved.
很多人会为了股票掉了掉眼泪，很多股票跌价太多跌眼泪，掉眼泪。
Many people will cry for the crash of the stock market.
可能很多人会为了失恋而掉眼泪。
Or many people cry for the lost love.
很多人会为了被冤屈了受冤枉了掉眼泪。
Or cry for being wronged.
但是我已经很长的时间没有听见一个人在这里讲到神家目前荒凉讲不下去了。
But then for a long time, I haven't met a person who will cry for the desolation of the house of God.
还不是一个刚信主的，是一个信主了几十年的。
It's not a new Christian. It's been Christian for a long time.
然后讲到从我的祷告里面得到的帮助的时候，他又哽咽。
And then when he said he was greatly helped by my prayer, and again he couldn't go on.
他讲在神家里面，我们真的需要有更多的器皿起来为主活。
And he says we need more people to live for God in the house.
弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到这些人的时候，我觉得我们心里面都会有响应。
So when we meet such people, we will have this echo in our heart.
我从来没见过他。
I never met him personally.
但是我却知道，在普天之下有许多我们从来没见过的人。
But now I know that there are many people that I never met.In this world.
我们都同有一个心思要叫大卫做王。
But we all have this one mind to make David king.
我们都盼望大卫建立国度。
We all wish that he will establish his kingdom.
我们愿意离开自己的情形起来爱主。
We're willing not to be self-centered anymore, but to love him.
底下讲到有三个人，他们是这样子的深爱大卫。
And then there's another three men who love David dearly.
他爱到大卫爱到一个地步，大卫只是这样子自言自语的讲了一个心愿。
They loved David to a point that even David had this wish that he was just talking to himself.
大卫从年轻从小就在伯利恒旁边放羊长大的。
Because David grew up in the city or near the city of Bethlehem.
他想念伯利恒城旁井里面的水。
So he missed the water from the water well near the gates of Bethlehem.
但是在大卫所在的地方跟伯利恒中间却是非利士人的大军守在那里。
But then there was this Philistine garrisons between David and the city of Bethlehem at that time.
大卫不过心里面讲说，甚愿有人将伯利恒城旁的井里的水打来给我喝。
David was only talking to himself, said,Oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the water well near the gate of Bethlehem.
弟兄姊妹，这三个勇士也许彼此看了一眼，他们就起来了。
So I can imagine that these three men probably they exchanged a look and then they went off.
他们是冒着生命的危险闯过非利士人营地去打水去。
They broke through the Philistine lines to draw water.
圣经特别把这三个人写出来。
So the Bible particularly mentioned about them.
他们不仅仅刚强护军，他们也是真专心爱这个君王。
Not only that they're strong and they protect the king, they dearly love their king.
弟兄姊妹啊，主很在乎我们对主的爱。
You know, the Lord really cares our love for him.
所以启示录第二章，以弗所教会这么好，他们这么热心，他们会抵挡那些传假教训的人。
So in the second chapter of the book of Revelation, the Lord says something about the church of Ephesians.
但是主却责备他们说，你们把起初的爱心给离弃了。
The Ephesian church was very strong, but yet the Lord rebuked that you have lost your first love.
侍奉非常忙碌。
They served busily.
他们护道非常的绝对勇敢。
And they guarded the truth bravely.
但是里面那个爱却掉了。
But then they lost their love.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣心里面不能满足的事情。
And that's not something that God will be satisfied.
没有一件事情比我们这么真心的爱主能够摸着主的心。
Nothing can satisfy His heart more than our love for Him.
这三个人一听见大卫的心呢，他们就去为大卫打水去。
So when these three mighty men heard about David's wish.They went for it.
好，弟兄姊妹，今天多少时候主耶稣借着圣灵，主耶稣自己在我们里面对我们有一些小小的请求。
In the same way, oftentimes through the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus makes His wish known to us in our heart.
可能我们常常却忽略了他。
But yet we often neglect it.
我们那个爱主的心，实在要求主帮助我们，让他能够不断的增长。
We need to ask God to increase our love for Him.
不是信主越久，那个爱越迟钝，越粗糙。
We can never excuse ourselves, justify because we've been Christian for a long time, therefore our love becomes dull.
而是应该信主越久，那个爱越新鲜，越敏锐，越细腻。
Instead, after being Christian for a long time, our love should be even more tender and more sensitive.
我们中国古代有一个这个无吹节是吧？这个不能煮饭的，因为为了纪念介之推，对不对？你大概不懂。
There's this Chinese holiday festival that you don't cook on that day.
对不起，我忘了告诉他，我今天早上临时想到的。
That you don't cook on that day.
对。因为那个国家饥荒到没有粮食的时候，他自己偷偷出去把自己腿上的肉割下来煮给他的王吃。
Because this person during a great famine, this person cut off a piece of meat from his thigh for the king to eat.
等到那个王知道的时候，王要到山里面去谢谢他，他也不肯接受王的酬谢。
But when the king learned of it, the king wanted to.Thank him in person, but he refused to receive any reward. Because he did everything out of his love for the Lord, for his king. And then, so he refused to come out of his forest. And then someone suggested to the king that if you burn the forest, then he will come out and you can reward him. But surprisingly, he refused to come out, and he was burned in the fire.
弟兄姊妹，我今天不是要叫你们去难过哈，看小孩子一直在那里难过。我是要大家知道，在这里有一些人在地上的人都这样爱他们的王。
I didn't tell you the story to make you feel sad, but I want to say that there are people on earth that love their king so dearly.
为了王一个口渴，人可以冒死去打水。
And then there are people who are willing to risk their lives to get water because their king was thirsty.
为着王肚子饿，想吃点肉，他可以去把自己的腿切下来煮肉给王吃。
And they're willing to, some even willing to give a piece of their flesh for the king because the king was hungry.
有时候主只是叫我们起来祷告、读经，或者去今天晚上去参加祷告会，我们却不肯。
But sometimes the Lord just urges us to go read the Bible, to pray, or go to the prayer meeting. And yet we are not willing.
我耽误大家一点时间，插出去交通一下我上礼拜提的事情。
I want to share with you something I mentioned last Sunday.
我上个礼拜丢了一块大石头到水里面去。
Last week I dropped a big piece of rock in the water.
然后激起了许多的水花，因为我说以后将来十分钟以后可能要关门。
And then it caused great splash and ripple.
当然绝大多数都是正面的，但偶尔也听到一些人的心里的担心跟不服气啊。
And then over the week I heard many feedbacks. Most of them are positive, but some worries.
那很感谢主，只要有反应，表示教会还是活的。
But I'm very thankful. As long as there's a feedback, then our church is still alive.
然后我听到有一次，这个很多人给我正面的鼓励，说我信主二十多年，从来没看过教会实行这样子的事情啊。
Some encourage me, say, I've been Christian for over 20 years, I've never seen any church practice like that.
但至少你是我第一个传道人还敢说这句话的人，不错。
So you're the first minister that dared to say something like that.
教会能够这样做太好了。
If church can do something like that, that's great.
中间也有人打电话到教会来，这个硫化机里面说早上起来晨更的时候主光照他，他觉得他对不起。
And then we even had messages left on the answering machine that the Lord... revealed to him this is his fault and then he was to repent.
他愿意在主的面前跟主立的心愿以后不要再迟到。
So he vowed never to come to church late again.
但是也有听到一些弟兄姊妹们就觉得教会怎么能关门呢？
But then some brothers and sisters had feedback, how can a church close its door?
那我中间出去上了厕所还能不能回来啊？
So if I go to the bathroom in the middle, can I come back again?
这个或是我们这个孩子临时有事来晚了就不能进来吗
？But if we have some emergency at home, can we still come to church late?
弟兄姊妹，其实如果我们从这个角度去看的话，你们就完全误会了我整个的心里面所在乎的是什么。
If we look at the technicality, then you misunderstand my heart.
其实我在乎的不是要有一个像军队一样的教会，我们。准时什么做这个做那个，但是里面却失去了属灵的意义，这不是我的心意。
My heart is not to have a church that's well disciplined but without spiritual life.
重点不在于要解决迟到的问题。
So my purpose is not to solve this problem that people come to church late.
因为迟到只是表面的一个现象，就是。
Because this is but a symptom.
但后面那个真正的原因才是我里面真正担心的。
What I really worry about is the root cause.
那请弟兄姊妹要知道一件事啊。
Please understand.
就着我一个讲员来说。
For a minister, for a preacher.
当我站在讲台上的时候，95%的弟兄姊妹都已经到了。
When I stand on the pulpit, actually 95% of brothers and sisters are already here.
其实我不需要管你们有没有迟到，对不对
？I really don't have to.Worry or care.
假如我是个雇工的话，我就不在乎你们迟不迟到了。
If I'm just a hired person, I don't have to worry.
但是我心里面我是神的仆人，我在乎弟兄姊妹跟神的关系和对神的态度。
But I'm a servant of God, and I care your relationship with God and your attitude to God.
所以这件事情会在我里面产生担心，甚至有一个不甘心。
That's the reason for my worry and anxious.
我们先不要讲说。迟到跟不迟到跟主的关系啊。
Let's not first look at
我们先不要讲这么高。
The problem of being late or not。
那我先讲说，就的常人做人的道理跟习惯来说。
Let's just focus on habits。
迟到是一个不是准时是个好习惯，对不对
？Being punctual is a good habit, isn't it？
我们去参加一个 concert， 你去听一个音乐会。
When we go to a concert。
一开始以后门就关着了。
The doors will be closed after it begins.
那讲再低一点好了，你去看电影。
Or you go to the movie.
你会不会每一次都迟到二三十分钟再进去
？Is it possible that you're always 20 or 30 minutes late?
你就发现看电影大家都准时去了。
See, we always go to movies on time.
那孩子们学校7:30上课，那为什么礼拜天就说大家起不了床呢
？And then we always send our kids to school at 7:30 sharp.How is it that we cannot get up early, or nearly as early?
你就发现说很多其他的事情上，我们都觉得准时是个好习惯，甚至是个必须的事情。
See, we do recognize the need to be punctual in many other events.
Freeman 以前有一个好学期，大概33年多前，因为名额有限，3000前就有人漏夜排队，为了要注册。
There's a very good school district in Freeman, and then because the slots are limited, that there are people waiting outside 3 days before the registration date.
这是一个好习惯的问题。
So this, we're talking about a habit.
那第二个，它是一个尊重。
And then it's also a way of showing respect.
学校我们懂得要尊重老师。
At school, we know to respect teachers.
音乐会我们懂得要尊重那个交响乐团。
And then, when we go to a concert, we know that we have to pay respect to the symphony.
我们跟老板开会，我们懂得我们一定要准时，这是一个尊重。
And then when we go to meetings at work, we know that we have to show respect.
在台湾老蒋总统聚会的那个凯歌堂，这只要他一来以后门就关的。
And in Taiwan, the President Chiang Kai-shek, the church that he goes to after he arrives, then the church door will be closed.
那不可能有他进去以后门关了以后有人敢开门进来。
And no one dared to open the door after the door closed.
绝对从来不发生的。
And no one ever did that.
那弟兄姊妹，这是一种尊重。
This is a way of showing respect.
啊，那也许弟兄姊妹会说，我迟到并不代表我不尊重神。
Some of us might say, the fact that I'm late doesn't mean that I don't respect God.
我迟到也并不代表我就不爱主。
And doesn't mean that I don't love the Lord.
那甚至可能会反过来说，你们准时也不代表你们就爱主。
Or you might say that those who come to meetings on time doesn't mean that you love the Lord.
准时也不代表你就尊重主。
Being on time doesn't necessarily mean that you respect the Lord.
通通都对。
You are all right.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天都不是讲外面。
But we're not talking about these behaviors.
请你们要相信，我在乎的也都不是外面。
Please trust me. I don't just focus my attention on the behaviors.
今天教会如果迟到，是只是因为特殊的事情。
If you come to church late for some special reason.
尤其有一些小 baby 的爸爸妈妈们，他们特别要求我不要用这个例子。
Especially parents with young children.
因为有很多小 baby 的爸爸妈妈非常准时。
Even though a lot of them come to church on time.
但是我现在要说的就是，如果我们教会每次迟到的人是因为小 baby 的爸爸妈妈，或是因为有特殊的事情发生，我们也不需要担心，因为这是可以了解的。
But what I'm saying is that if everyone who comes too late all have special reasons like having young baby or something, then we don't have to worry about this scenario.
但是如果每一次迟到的人数却一直在加增
，But if the number of people who come to church late is increasing，
我们从三分之一的人会迟到，到二分之一的人会迟到，到上个礼拜我们有三分之二的人迟到。
If the number increases from one third to half to two thirds.
等于我们开始聚会的时候还不到一百个人。
Like last week when our meeting started, we had less than 100 people.
弟兄姊妹，这是在我那里面就会产生一个自责跟亏欠。
And this will cause me to
因为我自己觉得这是我的失败。
Because I will feel that this is my failure.
因为我觉得弟兄姊妹跟神之间的关系不够真实。
Because I don't feel that your relationship with God is real enough.
那有人也跟我讲说，你不要看得这么严重嘛，因为这个是生命的表现，是需要时间来表达的。
Some people would comfort me and say, "Don't take it that seriously. It takes time."
那今年四月份我们教会就十年了。
But then, to this April, our church would, it would be 10 years for.
一个十年的教会，如果聚会开始有三分之二的人迟到，那我真的该引咎辞职了。
For a 10-year-old church.If our meeting starts with less than one third of people, I myself as a pastor should resign.
如果你带着你十七八岁的孩子到朋友家去做客
，If you take your teenager child to be a guest at someone's house,
到了睡觉时间，你要跟孩子们说，哎，你要记得刷牙再睡觉啊。
But then at bedtime, if you still have to remind your child of.A teenager, remember to brush your teeth.
睡觉前要先上厕所，免得半夜尿床。
Remember to go to the bathroom so that you don't wet the bed.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们不会做这种事情，我们孩子也不需要我们做这件事情。
I'm sure we don't need to, and we shouldn't need to.
但是我觉得我们在座许多人都是信主多年的。
But then a lot of us have been Christians for many years.
我不觉得这是一个理由了。
So I don't think that we can be excused.
那为什么韩国人这么准时呢
？How can Korean Christians be on time？
我跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我一个认识很熟的弟兄从韩国聚会回来带录影带给我看了。
A brother whom I know very well, came back from Korea and showed me a tape.
他还特意不去照韩国中央教会那个几十万的大教会。
He skipped the biggest church in Korea.
他就在附近随便找了一个长老会进去录他们的聚会。
He randomly picked a church, a Presbyterian church, and then he recorded their meetings.
礼拜一到礼拜天，每一天早晨五点一场，六点一场，七点一场，一个小时的祷告会。
7 days a week, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.Three prayer meetings.
每一个小时的每一堂的聚会有2000个人来祷告。
And every meeting there are 2,000 attended.
他说聚会前95%的人全部到齐。
Before the meeting starts, 90% of the attendance.
他说这些人都不是那些退休的人或是没有上班的那些妇女啊老太太们。他说都是穿着西装打领带等一下要上班的人，很多都是这样子的。
And those were not elderly, retirees or housewives.But there are professionals ready to go to work.
弟兄姊妹，那为什么韩国的弟兄姊妹做得到
？So how can Korean Christians do that?
三年前我到新加坡去。
3 years ago, I went to Singapore.
我去参加一个聚会，我早到15分钟也被关在门外。
And then I was 15 minutes earlier, and then I was stopped at the door.
因为已经满了，进不去。
Because the place was full, I couldn't get in anymore.
第二天一大早我们就跑去了，我们终于进去了。
So the next morning, I went.Way early, and then I finally got in.
那弟兄姊妹，为什么同样是中国人，在那边可以，在这边不行
？Well, all Chinese, why that they could do that over there, but not here?
所以弟兄姊妹，我会觉得这是我个人的一个失败。
So I would feel this is my own personal failure.
昨天早晨我们长子们交通的时候，其他的弟兄们也有提起来，他说我们 leader 自己要先做榜样。
And then yesterday at the meetings of elders and deacons.We say that we leaders have to be good example.
所以我希望我们在座的所有的小组长、副组长跟各个服事的 leader 们，我们自己开始先做榜样。
So I would encourage and urge all leaders of small groups and services groups to be the model first.
那我们心里面盼望的还不是只是准时跟不准时。
What we really hope is not to be punctual only.
这是我一直要强调的，而是说到底我们做这些事。我们有没有觉得是跟主发生关系
？But if we really, when we do these, do we do it out of the love for the Lord？
是不是真的在爱的里面，为了要叫主的心得到安慰，得到喜悦
？Do we do all this in order to love and please the Lord？
如果大卫说：“我口渴，甚愿 那就有人冒死去为他打水。
If David was thirsty, and then there were mighty men were willing to risk their lives to get water.
当那个王想吃点肉的时候，祭司推就把腿的肉切下来给他吃。
And when this king in China was hungry and wanted to eat some meat, there's a person willing to give a piece of his flesh.
那我相信我们都知道，每个主日主耶稣他就设立宝座在我们中间。
And we all know that every Sunday morning the Lord Jesus set his throne among us.
在我们来之前他就已经在这了。
Before we even arrive, he's already here.
他说耶和华等候要施恩，凡等候他的都是有福的。
And he says, the Bible says, the Lord is waiting to bless, and blesses he who waits for him.
每一次他都预备好在那里，他等着我们。
Every time he's always here, waiting for us.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，不要把注意力放在关不关门上面。
So please do not pay attention, to our door.
那些这是很外面的一件提醒而已。
This is but a reminder.
我真正里面在乎的。
Well, I really care.
是我们里面对主的爱还是不是新鲜是真实的。
If our love for the Lord is still fresh and real.
我们跟主的关系是不是活泼的是真实的。
And our relationship with the Lord is still alive and real.
如果弟兄姊妹的谈论跟注意力仍然是在准时或者关不关门，那你们就是完全不了解我的心。
If you still focus on if we arrive on time or if the door would be closed, then you totally misunderstand my heart.
我们可以继续去讨论，可以继续去辩论，甚至可以继续去批评我，但这都不是我所在乎的事情。
You can continue to argue or to debate, but that's not what I really care.
我只有一个真正的请求和盼望，就是希望更多的人从心里面起来爱耶稣。
My wish and request is that more people will love Jesus.
还不光只是准不准时。
So that not only that we arrive on time,
而是我们整个来聚会的态度。
But our attitude when we come to the
meeting. 我们有真觉得我是要来朝见主。
Do we feel that we come to see God?
我不是要来听某个人讲道。
But if we don't come to listen to someone.
我也不是只是习惯性的做个礼拜心安而已。
Or we don't come to church habitually on Sunday.
我更不是只是来这里看看中国人。
Let alone we don't come here to meet other Chinese.
我们带着一个那么喜乐的心要来看耶稣。
We come to see Jesus with a joyful heart.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们这样子做的时候，真正蒙福的就是我们自己。
I believe if we truly do this, we will be the first one to get blessed.
所以我们昨天长子们教，从第一件事情，我们自己 leader 们要先做榜样。
So from our meeting's conclusion yesterday, that we leaders should be a good example.
那第二件事情，我们也是要像一家人一样来看弟兄姊妹迟到。背后真正的原因是什么？
And now we want to, as a family, take a look together the real reason for being late.
我们相信有很多是因为我们对主的态度的问题。
I'm sure some is because of our attitude toward the Lord.
那也有一些是坏习惯的问题。
Some is the bad habits.
但是我们却也相信有一些的原因是因为很多的弟兄姊妹可能对中间卡着的波饼聚会没有那么享受和进入。
We believe some probably because we don't enjoy the meeting, the breaking of bread meeting.
所以有些弟兄姊妹把波饼聚会当作一个 buffer time 啊，就是慢慢来了。
So some of us probably take the breaking of bread meeting as a buffer time.
所以我也盼望我们弟兄姊妹，我们这个礼拜二都有一些人来参加祷告会。
And I also hope that more people will come to join the prayer meeting.
我们希望能够为着神家能够真正爱神好好祷告一方面。
That will pray earnestly for the love of the house of God.
另外一方面我们也希望能够为着礼拜天我们要扣一个教会所有 leader 们的一个聚会，我们要交通这件事情。
So, the next Sunday we're going to call a meeting for all leaders at church and we're going to share this matter.
看看我们需不需要，是不是合适把我们的时间稍微调整，把波饼放后面。
To see if it would be appropriate and fitting.To rearrange our meetings.
我们十点半唱诗，接着信息，然后接着播饼。
So that we will have, so starting from 10:30, we will have a sing worship and a message, and then breaking of bread meeting.
我们也盼望弟兄姊妹，我们都用一个非常正面、一个积极的态度来看这些神家的寻求和改变。
We hope that we all have a very positive attitude toward these changes and.Correction.
因为如果只从表面看事情，我们就会有很多的意见跟不同的感受。
If we only look at the matters themselves, we will have different opinions and feelings.
如果我们都回到里面来，我们 all of one mind 要 make David king.
But if we all come back to our purpose of making David king.
然后我们就心里面都能够这样子真正的爱我们的主。
And we truly love our Lord.
我相信这些问题都不是问题。
I truly believe that these problems will not be problems anymore.
我们不管在同工退休会也好，在讲台也好，我们讲过很多次啊。
We mentioned many times on Sundays or on our co-worker retreats.
教会跟社会太不一样了。
There's a big difference between church and society.
教会是有神同在的地方。
Church is the place where God is present.
那教会是有生命的地方。
And it's a place of life.
同样的，教会是 Christ Center， 而不是 Customer Center 的地方。
And church is a place where it's Christ Center instead of Customer Center。
所有世界上做的事情都是 Customer Center， Customer Number One。
Everything that's done in the world is Customer Center. Customer is their number one priority.
Customer 喜欢什么，你就投资什么。
Whatever customers like, that's what you should invest your money in.
Customer 的意见是什么，我们就应该去满足 customer。
Whatever customers' opinions are, that you should satisfy.
那弟兄姊妹，教会里面不是 pastor center， 不是 deacon center， 不是 elder center， 而是 Christ center。
But a church is not pastor center， nor deacon center， nor elderly center， but Christ center。
那我希望我们都能够来一起来爱主。
We hope that we will all love the Lord together.
神早已经立基督为主。
Because the Lord has already ordained Christ as the Lord.
神早就立他做万有之首。
God has placed him the first in all creation.
他也是教会全体的元首。
And he's the head of the church.
神的心意是要叫他在凡事上居首位。
And God's heart is that he will have supremacy in everything.
所以不管教会有任何的变动。
So whatever changes or adjustments.
不管我们有任何的请求或是盼望。
Or requests from the church.
因为怎么样，我们希望都是在爱的里面为着主的缘故。
We hope that everything is done in love for the Lord.
所以，如果弟兄姊妹你真是偶尔有事情迟到，你也不要觉得不好意思。那有时候是真的是没有办法的。
So please do not feel embarrassed if for some reason you have to be late.
但是我们却盼望我们一起来面对这个问题。
But we hope that we'll face this problem together.
如果纯粹只是习惯的问题，那建立一个好的习惯也很好呀。
If it's just because of your bad habit, isn't it good to establish a good one?
那如果是因为我们真的不够尊重主，那我们就来成长嘛。
If it's because we don't respect the Lord enough, then let's grow together.
当我们真正在爱中为主而做的时候
，If we do all these for the love of the Lord,
主说爱我的。必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他。
The Lord Jesus promised that he who loves me will be loved by my Father. I too will love him.
爱中为主做任何一点事情。
Whatever we do for him in love.
主说他叫父要爱我们，主也要爱我们。
He promised that his Father will love us and he will love us too.
而且要向我们显现。
And they will show to us.
主就跟我们的关系就更真实了。
And then we'll have even more real relationship.
Yeah, 好，我们一起在主的面前来学。
Let's learn this together.
所以我真盼望在我们教会能够有一些大能的勇士兴起来。
How I wish a group of mighty men would arise at our church.
在擘饼聚会的时候，敢勇敢起来祷告纪念主。
That they would courageously pray at the breaking of bread meeting.
当我们在唱诗敬拜的时候，我们肯把口开开来唱，来赞美主。
When we sing praises to the Lord, we will open our mouths.
我有一次坐在后面。我就发现好像只有我一个人在唱，旁边人都安静的。
Once I sat in the back, I felt I was the only one singing.
弟兄姊妹，你就做你那一排的大能勇士，大家都带起来唱。
Be the mighty man in your role and just sing loudly.
你礼拜五在小组聚会里面，大家都不开口祷告，你就开口祷告嘛。
And on Friday night small group Bible study, if no one prays, you pray.
弟兄姊妹，神家需要这样子的勇士起来叫主做主做王。
God's house needs such mighty men to make him the king.
神家需要有这样子的勇士，心里面对神充满了爱和柔情啊。
God's house needs such mighty men that's full of love, tender love for the Lord.
我这个国语太差了，我一直想不到一个什么形容词，就是外面像狮子一样那样凶猛，里面的心却柔软的。充满了爱，我想不出来。你们有没有谁可以帮我
？I lack a better words to describe such character.That this person would be brave like a lion outside, but inside is full of tenderly love and passion.
这个 我那天随口说外强中干也都不对了，中间不是干了，中间都是爱。那弟兄姊妹，大卫的勇士就是这样。
And such are the mighty men of David.
在外面为着国度对着仇敌，他们这么勇敢。
Outwardly, they're strong and courageous to protect God's kingdom.
但是里面的爱和感情，对大卫的爱却是这么细腻，这么敏锐。
And yet their love, their passion for David is so tender and sensitive.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
也求主怜悯我们。
And have mercy on us.
也求主赦免我个人的亏欠。
And forgive my shortcomings.
这么多年下来，虽然我知道我的讲道不是那么好。
Many years have gone by, even though I know that my sermons are not that great.
但是我也知道很多人听我讲道也还喜欢听。
But I know that some still like to listen.
但是我觉得，如果是因为这个原因而让我们忽略了其他的，那更是我的亏欠。
But if this is the reason that we neglect other things, then that is also my fault.
我多么不盼望，只是因为我站到讲台上了以后，人准时到。
I hope that people don't just come for my sermon.
而是因为主耶稣一早就来了，我们都愿意早早的到。
But that because the Lord Jesus is here, so we want to be here on time or early.
我们不是因为怕大家说，哎，你怎么这么久不祷告？而是因为爱主的缘故，我们起来祷告。
We don't pray because otherwise people will ask, how come you don't pray? But we pray because we love the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们一起唱一首诗歌，只唱一节就好。
Let's sing a hymn, just one stanza.
666首。
Hymn 666. Are we willing for the request of the Lord?
或者主对我们的期望
Or the Lord's wish for us?
今天早晨我们愿意对主说主我在这里
That we're willing to respond to the Lord this morning that Lord I am here for you
我愿意站在你这边
And I'm on your side
迟到跟冒失是何等的差别
There's a big difference between being late and risking our lives
弟兄姊妹让我们为了爱他的缘故
For the love for him
在每一件事上我们学习将主摆在我们面前
In everything, let's place the Lord before us.
我们为他而活
Let's live for him.
们最后唱一次，我们就祷告。
Lastly, let's sing again. Lord, this morning compel us again with your love.
让我们知道一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
So that we know that one has died for all, and all has died.
让那些如今还活着的人不再为自己活。
So that who are living do not no longer live for themselves.
愿意为那位替我们死而复活的主活。
But we live for the Lord who loved and died for us.
好，主耶稣，你用你的光来光照我们生活的每一个细节。
Lord, shine your light into every corner of our life.
所有不讨你喜悦的地方，我们求你来医治我们。
Heal us of everything that is not pleasing to you.
所有不能讨你喜悦的地方，求你来帮助我们。
Help us in everything that is not pleasing to you.
让我们更认真地尊主为大。
So that we will truly honor you.
让我们更认真地愿意在生活的细节上显出我们尊主为大。
That we will show you.Honor to you in every detail of our life.
还是特别求你帮助我们这个聚会。
And I particularly pray that you will help our meetings.
让我们脱离一切软弱、失败、不讨你喜悦的情形。
So that we will depart from any condition that is not pleasing to you.
为着我们这些服侍你的人在你面前的亏欠，也求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us our shortcomings.
不管我们任何的交通、话语、态度和我们榜样上的失败，也都求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us our failures in our teachings and our being a role model and everything.
孩子，何等希望全教会的弟兄姊妹都起来爱你。
How I wish that everyone at our church will love you.
为着爱做每一件事情。
That we will do everything out of love for you.
为着爱，我们起来侍奉你。
And we serve out of love too.
也让我们因着对你的认真，让每一次聚会的里面，你的同在显为更真实。
Out of our sincerity toward you, that your presence will be here.
也因着我们对你的认真，主啊，让你在我们中间得到安慰。
Because of our sincerity toward you, that your hearts will be satisfied.
看见我们来聚会前，我们的心都预备好要来朝见你。
If you see that our hearts are ready before we come to meet you,
看见我们在每一个侍奉上都带着一个深的爱来侍奉你。
Seeing that we serve you with a deep love,
也看见我们在每一个生活的细节上，我们都是同心的要叫基督作王。
Seeing that in every detail of our life that we all want to make you our king.
主啊，恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy.
提升我们。
And lift us up.
医治我们。
Heal us.
帮助我们
，Help us，
也来复兴我们
，Revive us，
让教会成为一个刚强的教会
，So that our church will be a strong church，
让教会成为一个爱你的教会
，And a church that loves you，
让这个教会是一个耶稣喜欢来的教会
，And a place that where Jesus loves to come，
让这个教会成为让主能够得到喜悦、得到安息的教会
，And a place where the Lord Jesus can find rest，
帮助我们
，Help us，
真是来帮助我们
，Help us indeed。
在这里也将弟兄姊妹身上的难处、疾病和软弱都交在主的手中。
Here we also want to pray for brothers and sisters' weaknesses, sickness, and hardship.
尤其有许多在工作上还有困难的、找不到事的，我们特别交给你。
Especially those unemployed, we particularly pray for him.
主啊，我们知道你从来没有忘记他们。
Although we know that you never forget them.
主啊，帮助我们在凡事上来依靠你。
Help us so that we will trust in you in everything.
为着身体疾病软弱的弟兄姊妹。
We pray for those who are sick.
我们也求你大能的手来托住他们。
We pray that you will uphold them with your mighty hand.
你复活的生命运行在他们的里面。
And the life of resurrection work in them.
能够吞掉一切的疾病
and to swallow up all sicknesses and disease.
为着属灵上在低谷在软弱中的弟兄姊妹我们也求你来帮助我们
We pray for those who are spiritually weak.
愿那逐日维持的力仍然来托住我们
And that daily keeping power come to keep us and
让我们也学会退回到你的面前
And let's learn to retreat back to you.
因为我们得救在乎归回和安息
Because salvation comes from rest.
也因着我们等候你，让我们能够重新得力。
And through waiting on you, that we will be revived.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.